I thought I would begin, not with this one first, with this, to repeat. Okay. Looking at Maggie's school today, so have to run. Okay, her five-year-old. Week is from Gandhi. Almost anything you do will be insignificant, but it is very important that you do it. I'm trying to take... Last time, I know that I read this, but I read it again as I sat here, and it was almost anything you do. I didn't catch that the last time.
Almost anything
you do will be insignificant.
Yeah.
But it is very important that you do it. The concept of the role frightened her. All the time we were working, there was a critical inner voice. It was that she jumped ahead of the body. The concept was right. She understood. I really read this to another student yesterday. But she was so into performance, so much into the end result that she couldn't go step by step, couldn't work through the process of thinking the thoughts and let it open up to the thought bit by bit. So I do think this is going to work for you too. I want a drawing of three ovals. The middle oval is neutrality, simplicity. To the right is an oval that holds only the effect, what is preconceived, how she should look with her hair tossed, how her dress would flow. These effects, when they are disconnected from thought and feelings, frighten. For you, it would be the memory of some great opera singer and thought of, you know, of a great you know, person on stage. Absolutely, I can't do it. My own performance, which was as I was dressing to go to the theater, I turned on television, you know, just to keep going. And I'm dressing to go. Theater, Beyond Baroque in Venice. I Joni, my opening night! And I went on, you know, and I put, you know, my stuff on, and then there was this really superb actress. Look, that piece, which was the one you missed, which broke my heart. I put my head through a kind of window frame, like this, so that only this part of me was showing. My chest was closed off because it was about a woman who loses her head in a...
And you're Alan Poe.
Yes.
Really?
Extremely funny. Yes, it's... And I just happened to clue into the way I could do it. And it was about this snob from Philadelphia who has her servant and her little dog in tow all the way to the top. And then she gets into hands on her slave Pompey's, you know, head, get up there. And there at last the view is open before her. And, you know, and she's drinking in the magnificent opening of an enormous clock. Use the hands. And then as we go on, the hands, as she tries desperately to get her head out, you know, up, and she can't because she's stuck. She managed to get her head out this way, but she can't. And then the hands come, these enormous braids, and pop off her head. And it rolls down to the gutter. Eyes in the head are looking up at her. So she goes on and on. And it was extremely funny. I added to the adaptation. So although it kept totally in the style, you really could, there were just some really modern. So about Lily Tomlin. I'm seated on this platform and the lights are going down. I go through it at my age. I hand that to you because it will happen. You will suddenly think.
I had a little bit of that. On Saturday I sang at a wedding. And my sister was supposed to do it, and then they ended up wanting this prayer, which I'd never sung before. Very Victorian. And some duets. But during the day was the Met Marathon. on the radio.
Oh, I didn't know. I would have loved to.
Yeah,
listen.
And so I just sort of listened. I always have the offer that Met broadcast on Saturday, just as a background. And I began to have that same sort of feeling. And yes. I knew, on the one hand, I couldn't turn it off because I didn't want to miss a great performance.
Yes.
But on the other hand, I knew, I thought, this is sort of stupid to do this when you're singing a piece you're worried about.
Yes, you had it, and I had it. We both had it. I think it will happen again.
Yeah.
But you're going to be prepared for it, and I will be prepared for it. We may have to do a little talking to ourselves, or we may have to find a little private space, even if it means going into the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And just saying.
Well, at least I could see what was happening.
That's right.
At least I didn't feel hooked up.
Yes, you weren't totally.
At all. Yeah.
Yeah.
That, I could see that I was doing it myself. And,
okay.
Yeah, it was
exactly.
Fine, you know.
Yes, and I made mine all right, too.
Yeah.
I mean, that last minute when I just said, well, it's me.
Yeah, here I am.
Yeah, because I did get an award for that performance. I got glowing reviews, all of that. And it was really great fun. But that few minutes before I had to go on. Okay. when they are these effects, images, when they are disconnected from thoughts and feelings, frighten the actor because they are magazine actor than ourselves. Real people don't act this way. Oh, what I meant was real people don't toss their hair according to a TV image.
Right.
What we're going for is real, even though it has a certain style or a certain period or whatever.
Yeah.
As the actress couldn't live up to these effects, she saw fashion, bumped into the oval on the left. This oval holds our self-consciousness, our clumsiness, our shame. Get out properly. There is nothing wrong with having an image of tossing the hair or loosening a tie, except when the image seduces, whether or not we are stirred to the action by a thought, jump ahead to the effect. It does not become enlightened by imagining figures of light, but by making the darkness conscious. That's it, sort of it. We have it inside, and we feel the breath, and then the words are sung. It does it for us. It makes us the performer. Good. Okay, so when we think of ourselves alone and out there somewhere, away from the body, we're frightened because we have to do it all. We don't have to do it all.
No.
Okay. Everything comes out today.
On Thursday afternoon, the program came on about Maria Culler. I can't, you know, whenever something comes on, I just think about it. But I asked a friend of mine yesterday in choir, she sings a lot of, she felt she brought anything different to spirituals than she does to serious music, and she said she hoped it was the same and that it's on spirituals rather than a vocal lead. Interesting.
Yeah.
But I went on to say that there's so many recitals, half set or in the encore will get a folk song or a spiritual.
Yes, it does.
I think, why was she so magnetic? Because it wasn't a beautiful voice, and it wasn't a beautiful voice.
Whatever. When I do a delicate and she just happened to have that fragile quality.
Yeah.
And what I think is behind it, she had a strong dramatic sense. So you kind of get the two together, and it was very touching. I don't know whether I kept it on Maria Callas, and it would be interesting for you to read.
Yeah, I have read some. Evidently, there are about 30 books about her.
Oh, really?
And her records continue to outsell the other records.
Well, I can understand that, because she is the most moving of them. Other people have the proper, everything is proper and wonderful, but they don't move you the way. When you mentioned her name, the first thing that I thought of was, as I read that book, I saw her moments became more and more frightening, having been made so much of. it became so terrifying to match that, that little by little she stopped performing.
Yeah.
It just became too terrible.
Yeah.
And I think that's a tragedy.
Yes.
So what we have to do is find a way to, even if a performance gets up there somewhere so that people, you know, are astonished by you, you know, and make much of you, you have to find a way to say to yourself, I have to come back the next night. I understand that because I did, as I've mentioned to you before, have a kind of a mini nervous breakdown mm-hmm. based on what is perfection and mm-hmm. how you go back the next night. And when it happened to me when I was doing, and you know, I was playing to 36 seats, I mean, so that, you know, this is not an opera house of 3,000.
Mm-hmm.
However, it was like, you know, the poets came and, you know, the important intellectuals.
Sometimes that's worse. They're not at the same distance. Exactly. They are right there.
Exactly. The room.
There's no pit between you and them.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. I mean, they started, and here I was. And I remember one night, because I had done particularly well the night before, as I drove to this little tiny, you know, cockroach-infested little theater, I began to feel the feeling of, I don't know how. And then what I learned through great suffering, mm-hmm. believe me, was that no two breaths are, I don't know how I got myself mm-hmm. on, back mm-hmm. onto that. This is another thing that you will keep with you,
mm-hmm.
is it happened. But with, in her case,
the biography that I read, and then heard some of her recordings before I had ever heard recordings of her speech.
Mm.
And I had vulnerability. You know how some people are so pushy mm-hmm. inside, and I always had that mm-hmm. feeling about her. A tragic story,
yes.
really. And but I'm so still so fascinated by
yes.
her
quality.
Her quality. And I think that is in many ways just that's just what she was, what she was.
Yes. Yeah. Let's bring you back to you. You have the strength here
mm-hmm.
that she didn't have.
Right.
What you have to do is ever so gently open yourself up
mm-hmm.
more. You are getting that.
Mm-hmm.
As we see more and more. Who knows which is, you know, which should come up. Suppose you didn't have this and you had that.
Mm-hmm.
You might end up, you know, in a flash. You might have a few years and then
yeah.
blow it.
Right.
So let us say that you have.
Oh, I feel lucky that
they. That's right.
I'm pleased with
yeah.
the way things are.
I am
yeah.
too. Yes, this is there for you. This mm-hmm. is your intelligence, your support system. This is the beginning of a very open. It is no longer what it was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a closed.
Right.
Fist, you know,
right.
both emotionally
yeah.
and singularly, you know. So good. So you're on the right track.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
11:30.
Yes. And what yeah. time did we start?
Oh,
as you know, my clock says 20 of 12.
Oh, so
I really have to change. So
yeah, I'll keep track. Yes.
Keep track.
Okay.
Yeah. I forgot to check it. What I'd like us to do, because I found how I there are so many little things that we really have to do each time, and you just go blow. You have inside of you. There is a bitch of a girl in there.
I hope she comes
down.
Out today.
You bet.
Because I've got a meeting today.
Oh, yeah, one of those family meetings. Oh, good. And you don't have a little baby to pretend. No, you look like you can handle it, Joni. Okay. Good. Okay.
Share.
That's a little too far back.
Oh.
And don't push it there. Let it land there.
Show.
Yes, and I'm not going to.
Shaw.
Shoo.
Shoo.
Sure. Getting them. in a sense, three quarters in the right place, and another quarter felt like we haven't done it in a long time. Now, very lightly, let's see whether we can put the whole sound in its rightful place. Mine would be A. That's better. Shoe. You feel how much forward that shoe is?
Yeah.
Shoe. Let's do shoe first and then shaw, because shoe is totally right.
Yeah.
Shaw. Good.
Yeah, it's a really thing.
That's right. Yes. Now, what was I going to say? This one, since you hadn't done it in a long time, I forgot to about share. The time it went and then shaton. It didn't. It went shaton. As the tongue is left alone, sound takes on, the body is doing it, and it's still giving you what your thought asked of it.
I don't mind.
Let's take the same.
Okay.
I don't know. I want repetition. That's really
luxury.
That's the way they do it in India.
I guess that's right.
Yeah.
When you have your whole life.
Exactly. A thousand years, and I am your teacher, and I'm 1,000 years old.
That's right.
And this is
in
what
this
you
lifetime,
do.
This lifetime, you learn how to.
Yeah. That one thing.
I was aware of feeling like I had to. I was aware of feeling like I was.
Apparently, that's a sound
that
we have to watch out for. Let's take a sentence all with airs.
Okay.
I set her plate. Shelley set her plate. To get at that little carefulness that we sometimes wrong.
Yeah.
This is a good
point. I was going to ask you about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was aware of it. Oh, it was the song on Sundays, which is a chant. And it's in St. John's Barn. Basically, we are always being told, you can't have too many consonants in that chant.
That's the hell.
And I began to be aware of doing that, even though I know it takes the sound away. And I was going to ask you what, because actors and opera singers use, how do you do that without closing down?
I'm going to quote around that answer.
That's what we were doing anyway, but it was a question that was in my mind.
It's very important, and it is something that you haven't resolved yet. And when we have been going over those songs, I don't want to stop really to work on that point, but it's in my mind. First of all, is to be very clear in your thought.
Mm-hmm.
Intention is, I think, everything. The second thing is, I think that if your consonant is, did you hear what I just did?
Mm-hmm.
The consonant is going to be really clearly said. Now, it may be that if I were with a 50-piece orchestra and somebody said, I know you said it, but it wasn't clear enough, I can fit it stronger by pressure.
Yeah.
I think that's the difference.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's really try for ourselves in this room. So we're working from here, letting it just be a natural sound. Then we're going to move it. We're going to aim at the door, and we're going to see what happens with the sound.
And your mouth still feels good.
Yes. What is happening?
Or at least when it just does it on its own, rather than you're making it.
Exactly. What what happens is, I think, that intent is going to, it, my body, is going to tug on the breath, the tugging on the breath, and the looser I feel what's happening, yeah. I'm looser and looser, and I know I have to go through that wall. Did you see there was no change in my body? Mm-hmm. I did that okay. I was
putting terrible to have to demonstrate all the time.
On a Monday.
On a Monday, yeah.
Yes. But I did do it.
Yeah.
And what I have found is that instead of, I'm going to lock it in now.
Okay.
I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
And now I have to get louder and louder and louder and louder. You feel me pushing?
Yeah.
See? So what I did was I pressed down instead of opening up even more. And we're talking one-to-one, and then I have to start from here, and then I have to get louder and 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 louder. I don't feel any pressure.
What if you had to say, you know, plowder?
Plowder. Ah, that's closest. The piano, play the piano pianissimo. 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 No.
Yeah, that's right.
I got it. Okay. Yes, it's very hard.
Yeah.
But did you notice that I pretty much got it?
Yeah. I think the danger is when, sometimes I suppose that you would really exaggerate a consonant for dramatic purposes, and other times just for crap.
Why don't you exaggerate? Stay.
Yeah. Or stop. Or.
Yeah.
You know, no, for dramatic sense.
No. You don't do that.
Okay.
No, I think you do it through thought and let the body reveal. Thought and feeling, like I said here. And the body is going to reveal it.
Okay.
So let's say that
More manipulation, basically.
Exactly. So it would be stay, stop. What was the word? Stop.
Stop or whatever. Stop, yeah.
Let's say that I'm practicing it with placement and release of my very lightly. Stop. Stop. Don't go. Stop, don't go, stop, don't go, stop, don't go. Did you feel that I was real?
Yeah. And what about as dark as the grave?
And then she's saying, the
night is as dark as the grave. And then she says, the storm is raging in me and inside me was.
Just let me see if I can do it. And it was as dark as the grave. And inside of me was a darkness like the grave. Am I doing what? It was larger, but there was no.
It's stormy at first, and then on the dark as the grave, and she sings. That's in German. I can still be very.
That, yes, I'm going to try it. Wie das Grab. What I'm going to do is, I think I'm going to see it. Very clearly.
That's what I began to think that maybe that's where.
The role is going to help.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you feel the spookiness?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I did too.
Right.
So did you notice how.
Yeah.
But do you feel how I'm involved in the whole atmosphere? The night is large.
Yeah.
I mean, the night is all around me.
Yeah.
So it's. See, what, I could feel it in my breath. Did you see it right before that? Can you see what's going on there? Das Grab. Soul is Das Grab. Am I?
Yeah, you are. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think the answer is that it comes from
that.
Your thought of what the character
that's
is,
right.
And your image of the grave, or whatever.
When I do it, happily and luckily, I was really connected.
Yeah.
Why don't you try that, Joni? Don't go up to the point. what I'm interested in was that first feeling that I could think, could you see it? I saw it, I felt it. See, and my training, see, if you're not trained, then you do that and everything goes down here because you're not trained.
Yeah.
But if you're trained, then you do that and your breath, but everything moves out there. But it's still connected to the void or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay? So just do that first, whatever it is you feel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to let you do it a couple of times. Yeah. And then I'm going to ask you what you felt. Don't worry about it. You'll feel, did you notice I feel slightly different things each time? Think the words.
Okay.
Breathe. Yeah. Let the air come in.
That's it.
No, I didn't want words.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. See, that's another thing. We know.
Yeah.
It's that you're uh-oh-ing. You keep it properly, you know, and closed, but I know.
Don't tell anybody.
That's right. No.
Okay, if you know.
Yeah, exactly. And it's okay for you to know that I can't quite make it.
Yeah, I know what's going on.
I don't quite know.
See your eyes, Patty.
And you will know that I thought, gee, I wonder if I'm going to be able to illustrate. how did I begin?
I think also is that I was thinking of the music, you know, where was the line?
You
know?
That can help you. Give me, think it out. Mm-hmm. Where is that little line of music that goes right up to the night was like the great...
And then, one shloom at the night. After the stormy phrases, then it's sort of this...
Did you see the feeling you had just then? That's what you want, to float up when I say, Joni, you try it.
Yeah.
So hearing a few notes in your mind is as good as as hearing the words. That what you do is connect hearing the notes to the breath. See, I'm going to hear... Did you feel it?
Mm-hmm,
hearing those notes just moved right into my breath and it turned me on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a tiny little... say to you, try yours again and really hearing it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't disconnect.
Right.
Don't go... And then, yeah, exactly. No, it's like... See that I was connected to it. I was both intelligent about it. I mean, my intelligence was working, but my body was also hearing the music, my breath.
Understanding exactly.
Yeah. I think in the bottom part of it.
Yeah.
But now, if you get it wrong, let's say right now, it's okay to get it wrong.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how I know this anymore. You need... you're only, what, little, how young you are. You've got a good 20 years before I say, come on, Joni.
You know? Get up already.
Get with it. So go at it this way.
Okay. Hard for me to tell.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was that slight, but I think it was there.
Okay, we'll take your word for it. No, I think it was probably.
I think
right.
So. Yeah. So that's what we don't want to happen.
Yeah.
The reason, you're going to have to come upon, leave it alone.
Yeah.
Since it's not happened that way for you,
mm-hmm.
How can you put it? Difficult play. We know it. You see, we've named it, and we say, we're doing this because we're afraid that we won't do anything at all.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, that already is one third of it. Let imitate me next time. So I will calm down. The point was, I breathed out. Even talking your way through. Just begin an eye view, and together we're kind of use intelligence. It was as though somehow that was an artificial intelligence at first. We decided.
Right.
Okay. But what happened was that seemed to have gotten funneled into me. You notice how my eyes look up and see? Kenny, that's very difficult.
Yeah, it is. I think I found last lesson, just the little things we were doing, I think that's sound reverberations.
Yes,
I think that, and I think if we can keep doing.
Yes,
we get that.
I do.
Yeah.
See, sometimes when I get really excited, I feel like crying. That made me feel like crying. Because it is. It's so exciting. You know?
Yeah, it is.
It's like working with smoke.
Yeah.
In that damn book that I'm writing, I'm going to do a Charlie Mouse and White Mouse story, and Charlie's going to say, oh, that damn dumb book that Nana is writing, and then she's saying, oh, now don't call it that, because, you know, Rebecca wants to be an actress. I said, well, maybe Rebecca will play Juliet and I can play Romeo, but she's too big or she'll drink a potion. So I really got a little story going based on that stupid, dumb book that I'm writing. When I said, what is that thing between thinking means and not do? Mm-hmm. Now, there is a thing, and yet you can see it and you can follow it. Okay, that's what you and I see it and follow it and see it as it disintegrates totally. But you can die from it.
Right.
So talking about power,
that's
a great one for us. So it is so powerful, Joni. So that's what you're going to take with you onto the stage when you sing. It's both like nothing. It's everything. Good. And to find that out takes a little doing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Way to end
the perfect. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. I get very excited about our lesson. It takes.
Gives you a hard time. Yeah. They don't believe you, or what?
Or there's a defensiveness or something that, and we have to sort of get through that. And by the time I get to teach what I want to teach, it hasn't moved. It hasn't just sort of grown. You know, it isn't, it's too hard.
Yeah.
I mean, this is really hard, but it's hard in a beautiful way.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the other is hard. So, yeah, Joni, again, never say anything good about a lesson, because you never know what's going to happen.